One of the most disturbing things about this statute is that police and prosecutors have complete discretion and are given no guidance whatsoever as to when and who to charge with solicitation of a crime against nature and when and who to charge with prostitution. And that decision can change the entire course of a person's life. It determines whether you face a misdemeanor charge or a felony. It determines whether you will spend up to 5 years in prison. And it determines whether you will have to register as a sex offender for a minimum of 15 years up to the rest of your life. And this opens the door to racial profiling and targeting of poor African-American women, transgender women, and gay men for this charge. And in Louisiana and across the country, African-American women and women of color are routinely profiled by police as being engaged in prostitution. And that's compounded by law enforcement focus on street-based sex work, where a disproportionate number of people involved are people of color. African-American women make up the vast majority of people on the sex offender registry solely because of a solicitation of crime against nature charge. And in Louisiana and across the country, there's an epidemic of homelessness among LGBT, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning youth, many of whom are kicked out of or thrown out of their homes and find themselves on the street with nowhere else to go. 40% of homeless youth across the country identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, and a significant percentage of them will at some point in time engage in survival sex, trading sexual conduct for money, shelter, food, clothing, or other survival needs. In Louisiana, a solicitation of crime against nature charge can lock these young people out of ever being able to access housing, services, or employment. And in New Orleans and across the country, transgender women are routinely profiled as being involved in prostitution and often report that they can't even walk down the street without being picked up by police. That's bad enough when they're being charged with a misdemeanor. In Louisiana, the second offense of solicitation of crime against nature is a felony and would require her to register as a sex offender for 15 years and to life. Some of the people who are on this registry as a result of this law are themselves survivors of rape or domestic violence, yet they're being branded as sexual predators and being required to appear on the sex offender registry just because they were charged with solicitation of crime against nature rather than with prostitution. Not only are these people also are survivors of rape and domestic violence, they're also survivors of police violence, including sexual harassment and physical abuse and improper strip searches, and even rape by law enforcement officers. One case of a police officer who raped a woman who was said to be involved in prostitution recently came to light in Louisiana, and the officer was convicted yesterday. Countless other cases never see the light of day, and the heavy penalties and sex offender registration attached to this charge give police an additional weapon to hold over people's heads and extort sex in exchange for not being charged with this offense. So, for example, one of our clients reports that transgender women are often asked or demanded to perform oral or anal sex on police officers in exchange for not being arrested. And in one occasion, when she refused to do so, she was charged with solicitation of crime against nature and spent 6 months in the parish jail as a result, where she was threatened with violence every single day because she was held with men. This punishment is harsh and discriminatory. It's a costly burden to the state, and it's unnecessary to public safety. And it brands our clients with what one of them calls a modern-day scarlet letter.